Hey, this is Matthew Thomas from Straight Out of a Coma. I'd like to invite you to my new weekly Neuron Report.
And here he is, the man himself, Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, going on that hydro bike ride from Catalina Island to the Newport Beach Police Harbor Patrol dock, 30 miles across the Pacific Ocean in 9 days. I will be there to host the festivities on the dock, greeting Matt when he comes in. He's thinking he could do it in 7 hours, I guess, between 3 and 6 p.m. on August 20th. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning. I have so much different things. I'm worried about my TV. I'm trying to get Netflix. Yeah, just 13 years behind everyone. But here it is. I'm stepping up. Woo! But the ride I'm doing is I got the hotel coming, you know, I'm going to stay the night, get that, it's kind of crazy getting everything. I answered some questions from a newspaper in San Diego last night.
Oh, you got so interviewed you've been interviewed by several newspapers for this ride, more than last year, huh?
Yeah, last year was kind of just a group of people I knew, that we knew, that you introduced me to. And now it's hopefully the next year will be bigger. It's funny how you have head trauma for 32 years and you have to keep doing things to let people recognize that you are what you say you are, you know?
Yeah, you're raising awareness for people with brain trauma injuries and who have been in comas like yourself. But at the same time, I guess people should not forget you yourself are still dealing with the after effects of being in a coma for 3 months after you went off a 30-foot bridge, you know?
Yeah, but we all, and it's like, I don't want anyone to trip out on me because we all go through our own situations in life that I feel that why is it happening to me, you know? But it was a tragic story that could have been stopped, but it didn't, you know? But it was my fault for getting in the car, so. Here we go. Now we have Chris, who had another. He's going to sing, I think it's called Losers. What's it called? It's called.
Well, before you do that, explain what, before we bring Chris on, what he's dealing with.
Yeah, he had a stroke. I think it was 6 years ago, and then he had aphasia 4 years after that. And so.
What is aphasia?
Aphasia is when you can think of the word, but you can't say it. And the last line in Lose Yourself is beautiful. It says exactly what he's going through.
So you're going to have him sing a song, which sounds, you know, to people listening right now, well, you know, anybody can sing a song. But for him, singing a song is, you know, like climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah. I mean, just because... Yeah, it's incredible how it works because it's not as easy as people think. Because with I have different issues, but not as crazy as this. You know, this is how it was in the beginning, but here it is. I don't have aphasia, but you know, bless Chris, bless everything. But it's tough because he knows the word, but he can't say it. Let's bring him on,
Chris. Good morning.
Yeah. Hi.
You're live. You're live on the radio.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Hi, everything.
Yeah. You were on with us several weeks ago, right, Chris?
Yes, I think 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you're going to sing a song, and what song is it, and who's the artist?
Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Isn't that? Yeah, okay. Ready?
You know, Matt, before we get into it, Matt, of course, picks out his favorite songs for everybody to sing.
Oh, okay.
No, but hey, I'll start with a little beat. You ready? Okay, go.
Look, if you had one thought and one opportunity to change everything you ever wanted, a one moment, would you stop it and just let he's found our safety and knees weak and arms are healthy.
Sweater.
Doctor already. Mom's birthday. He's not nervous, but he on the room suffers.
Yeah, bro, you're doing great.
Let look calm and ready.
Yeah, fuck.
To drop bombs, but he kept on down the whole crowd was so loud.
Okay, this is your last.
He opened his mouth, but words not come out.
Yeah, bro, that was great, dude. That was great.
Thank you.
Chris.
Hard speaking.
All right, Chris. Yeah.
That was good, bro.
Fantastic.
Thank you. you should play that song later so they, you know.
Yeah, and that was an Eminem song. Which one?
Lose Yourself. Mm-hmm. It's funny. And that's like a nexus of disaster.
How hard was that to learn, Chris?
I think 4 hour week learn it.
Took you a long time.
Remember, I've been calling him for like every day for the past 2 weeks, and we've been going over it. And you should have, because the first time you were way slower, right, Chris?
Yeah, I tired.
Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Matt, you can hear me all right?
Yes, sir. I got sidetracked again. Ready, set, go.
All right. Chris is back with us. Chris, nice job with the Eminem song. And thank you very much for being with us today and keep working on it with Matt. Very, very commendable.
Yes, thank you.
See, because Chris, he's, and I have in the paper, Chris, you're going to be talking like within a year, and they're not even notice who you are. You'll be bouncing that Eminem song good.
Hope.
All right, bro.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye, Chris.
Bye. Hey, well, love you, dude. I'll call you later, all right?
Well done.
Okay, thank you.
And peace. That is part of what Matt does behind the scenes. He works with people that have, you know, been in massive situations involving the brain and helping them, you know, to rehabilitate and, you know, communicate. And, yeah. Matt, very, very many commendations to you. I am so up against it right now, but your hydro bike ride is going to be coming, and this is a major in 9 days. Do you feel ready?
Yeah, no, I'm as ready as I can be. I'm getting that little, like, oh, no, I'm crossing the whole Pacific Ocean feeling, you know?
Once I'm on it,
I forget it, you know? I just pedal. Yeah. That's all I'm thinking is pedaling. But now I got to listen to the Chase Boat. I'm going to have a good one that John Connor set me up with, so it's going to be good.
Yeah, thanks to Balboa John for doing that for you. Now, you know, we got a SERP report today from Serious Surfer Steve, SSS, that potentially there could be some pretty big waves the day you do your hydro bike ride. So that might make it, maybe you'll be surfing a few big ones.
Yeah, I know, that's right, yeah. It's going to be crazy, so it's going to be good. But I'm leaving at 7 in the morning, 7 to 8, and 7 to 7:30 in the morning. So hopefully it'll be mellow.
Yeah, and we're predicting between 3 and 6 p.m. you'll be going from Avalon and Catalina Island where you're starting. Basically, explain, you're riding a hydro bike. It's riding a bicycle with a pontoon on either side, right?
Yeah. And then I'm going to have... Go Battery's going to be part of it. They're going to be at the dock up and out. I'm going to have one of those in the thing. But I have two foot things so I can stand up, and I got different things, you know. So it'll be good. It's just the two pontoons. These things are great, and they're very, very, very bounceable. People get scared on them, and here I am, you know, with my balance issues and stuff, but I'm just riding it, and that's what I got blessed with from Ray Bursch, because when I first moved down here, he knew I had issues, and he let me clean them, and now I'm riding them across the Pacific Ocean. That's what's great, you know?
And I will be at the dock, at the Newport Beach Harbor Patrol dock, Harbor Patrol Police dock, where Matt will be landing safely between 3 and 6 p.m. on August 20th. You are all invited to join me. There will be free food at the dock with Go Battery, as Matt was saying, also out there. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be bringing signs, and Matt would love to have a big crowd greeting him as he does this for people in comas and brain injuries. Matt, give us an instant request with our musical theme of the day, Natural Disasters.
I know it's Susie and the Banshees, but the name of the song was what I told you earlier.
Cities in Dust.
Yeah, Cities in Dust. I don't mean to sound, you know, it's so heart-wrenching that what's going on with Maui. You know, I had a couple friends that live out there. I got to call them, you know, but it's just a disaster we wouldn't want to get into. Like, anything that, like, all the stuff that I bring on the show, all my friends, all the people, a disaster, you know?
Thanks so much. And Matt's website is positive-matters.org. And phone number, Matt?
949-375-1178.
All right.
Thank you very much, all the listeners. Woo-hoo! We'll talk to you soon. Peace.